Men, we like a good fight. Getting mad can give us the energy to overcome some major obstacles. But when does our anger become sin? Hello, I'm Brian Patrick. Welcome to Crossing the Goal, where we tackle tough issues a lot of men think about but seldom talk about. As we continue our series on the seven deadly sins, anger is our topic, this time on Crossing the Goal. We're kicking off our show on anger, this time on Crossing the Goal. By now, most of you know our Crossing the Goal team from Renewal Ministries, Peter Herbeck, with Focus, the Fellowship of Catholic University students, Curtis Martin, and our coach, the former All-Pro wide receiver and NFL coach, Danny Abramowitz. And guys, a lot of us have heard Danny's punt return story, so we're going to give him the kickoff responsibilities today.
Well, you picked the right guy because I'm an All-Pro in the category of anger.
Actually, you're a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, right, right, exactly. Yeah. But you know something, guys? We're talking about two different types of anger here. One is irrational anger. When it's used and directed properly, can give you the energy needed to overcome injustice or obstacles in our life. Then we have irrational anger, which many times leads out of control. A person's out of control, and it leads to revenge and harm to a person. Yeah. You just lose all control. Don't you see it that way?
Yeah, and this is big. I mean, anger is a big thing for men. It's one of the vices, I think, that we struggle with the most. And you might be a Hall of Famer, but I'm an All-Pro.
Yeah, know, right.
The rest of these guys. At least I'm on the way to the Hall of Fame. I'm not careful, you know. But the Scripture says, be angry. What do you think of that?
Which is,
that.
Yeah, right.
The anger says, be angry, but do not sin. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
You got the first part. We all get the first part really easily because it comes naturally. But, you know, anger is an emotion. It's not good or bad. It's what we do with it.
Stop taking my points. Every time you do. No, I'm just kidding. No, you're right. This is a huge issue for us. I would say, along with lust, which we've talked about, this is something that unravels our lives at home. We need to see that that's a huge challenge. So when we ask the question, not only what is anger, but how do we get there? And I think we get there when things don't go our way. And then all of a sudden, our will has been tweaked, and we are tempted to just fly off the handle. And so we want to look at that and see, how do we avoid getting angry?
That started when you said that, not getting our way, reminded us when we were about 2 years old, you know, a little kid in his diaper standing there stomping his feet and screaming his head off. It starts there. It's part of original sin, isn't it? I want life my way, right?
It's just not, it might be cute then, it's not for very long. It gets really ugly when that baby is a 200 pounder.
Yeah.
And he's screaming
really
at his wife
either.
And his kids. Yeah.
As an NFL coach, I'm sure you could see the difference when you could channel a guy's anger and motivate him to get out there and hit hard, or a guy just basically losing it on the field and drawing a penalty.
We see it a lot of time. In fact, the NFL has done a lot of work in anger management with players. You know, it's a violent sport, and you use anger out on the field, but a lot of times to take that anger and then take it into societies, two different stories, and we see that a lot of times it just don't work out. Guys can't differentiate, and a lot of times, even in society, you know, the guy calm, and all of a sudden, he loses it, you know? I mean, just totally out of control.
You know, I think a lot of times when we lose it, there's reasons why we lost it, and the things we need to understand about ourselves inside that makes it really difficult for us to be able to manage anger properly.
Yeah, I mean, God wants us to be passionate about our life. Right. He wants us to be able to be intense about it. But that intensity has to be constructive, and anger tempts us to make it destructive if we're not careful. Mm-hmm. So it's an energy, an emotion that we have to harness, and if we don't, it becomes a deadly sin.
Yeah. Yeah. So when does anger become sin, and what are the virtues that help us to counter anger? Curtis and Peter have a game plan for us here on Crossing the Goal right after this quick timeout.
We're back, and our topic today is anger. We're going after an issue that I think really gets a lot of us guys down. I mean, really, we can feel defeated.
Yeah.
It's powerful, the way that anger holds its grasp on us. And I want to ask you a couple questions. What is anger? Yeah. How do we get into it? And Peter, how do we get out of it?
Yeah. Well, anger, as we were talking about at the top of the show, it's a human emotion. It's God-given. It's part of who we are. The question is, there's not a problem with anger. It's how we deal with it, right?
Yep.
How we handle that emotion. Now, there's such a thing as righteous anger. Danny referred to Jesus in the temple when Jesus went in and put the cords together and drove the money changers out of the temple. Now, that's a right use of anger. Why? Because what he was trying to do was bring about justice, right relationship. What do I mean? The temple is God's house, right? And those in the house were misusing and abusing it, not giving to God what belongs to God. And it filled Jesus with indignation. It makes me think of the Psalm 119. Hot indignation, it said, seizes me for the wicked who forsake your law. That's the scripture, right? Hot indignation. What anger brings about indignation and resolve in the face of wrongdoing to overcome it, to overcome that obstacle. That's the right side of it. Now, anger becomes a sin when it gets out of control. And it's really a problem because anger leads to deadly things like hatred, resentment, violence, all the rest that we talked about earlier.
I mean, I think about what you're saying, Peter, and you think about, you know, hot indignation in my life. And it's hot indignation when somebody cuts me off in traffic.
Right.
It's when things don't go my way. And that's not what the scriptures are talking about. That things are not going right in the world. And it is up to us, particularly as men, to set things right. Mm-hmm. And anger can be a great tool because it allows us to overcome the fear that keeps us just sitting in our chairs. We need to have that kind of anger. Our world is crying out for men to have the right kind of anger, get busy. I mean, it's really a clarion call to those of us who are thinking about this to stand up and say, where, O Lord, do you want to send me? Do I have that kind of indignation that would call me into constructive action to change the world?
The right kind of action, Curtis, is the key. You know, we get angry about a lot of things that don't matter much. You know, we want to put our foot through the television when our football team doesn't win the game, doesn't beat the team we really want them to beat.
Do we, Will? I can't remember that because it's. I'm an LSU fan. It hasn't happened for a while.
Unfortunately, I'm a Notre Dame fan, and the temptation's there every Saturday afternoon. But anyway, the question is using anger in the right way to direct it toward the kind of things that really matter in our society. Look at the things we're passive about. Our society is in an intense battle, and it's time for men to stand up and to fight things against abortion, pornography, things like fetal stem cell research, all the stuff that we're battling on. A lot of guys couldn't care less about that, but we're crazy about small things like our football team.
In fact, you could probably have a cheat sheet. If you wanted to know the things you're supposed to be angry about, it's the things you're not angry about. And the things you're not supposed to be angry about, you are. I mean, we really allow the world, the devil, and the flesh to get us 180 degrees off on these things. And we need to see that God's calling us to radical transformation. I mean, really, the reason we're doing these shows is that we want to call ourselves and call every other man we can reach to action, to change the way they've lived, to recognize that the Lordship of Christ is compelling them to not be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of their minds so that their wills will engage. And anger is a part of that because it's a motivator, but it has to be a different type of anger.
And this is one of those vices for guys. It's easy to get discouraged and think, am I ever going to change? I've had this all my life. I can't change. But the Lord wants and can change us, and He wants to produce in us meekness. Jesus Himself was meek, and the meek inherit the earth, Christ said.
No, and let's look at that for a second. I mean, you mentioned that this is a challenge for men, and it is. I mean, think of the damage that we men do in our homes with our wives and our children because of anger. And the world will point to a half-truth and say, well, one of the reasons you do that is because your father got angry with you. Well, that's true, but his father got angry with him, and so on, all the way back to the fall. It's called original sin. Jesus Christ comes into history and gives us the grace to break the bonds of real and original sin and allows us to live differently. And that's what we need to get on our knees and beg for.
Yeah, and He can break that power in us and produce in us the meekness that was part of His character. Meekness is what? Strength under control. It's not being a wimp, it's being strong and directing our energies toward their proper end.
And that'll give us the strength we need to be the men we need to be. Brian?
Thanks, Curtis. Peter, great game plan. Coach, I'm a little concerned. Things can get pretty hot down there in the red zone. You gonna be able to keep those guys under control?
Hey, I'm not mad at you guys. I'll just get revenge when we get down in the red zone.
All right, we're mixing it up in the red zone next here on Crossing the Goal right after this quick timeout. All right. the red zone here on Crossing the Goal, and we want to salute the members of our armed forces watching on Armed Forces Network.
Yes.
We're talking about anger on Crossing the Goal, and I've heard that Coach Danny has had some issues with that.
Well, let's look at two issues. We talked about it up there, rational and irrational anger. In my case, let's go with irrational anger first. I was drafted in the 17th round by the Saints. You know, it really got me aggravated. Then they were going to cut me. But what it did, it gave me that energy I spoke to earlier in the show, that I'll show them, I'm going to prove to them. I got in the best shape of my life, and it carried me on to stick-to-itiveness, never give up, and it ended up, you know, was through the grace of God, I had a good career. On the other hand, irrational anger, I got in a business deal with a friend of mine that went sour, and I not only got angry, I got to the point where I wanted revenge harm on him. I'm going to get even, and I'll get him at, no matter what. And, man, you know, as I look back on it, as my life changed, guys, I found out that I was so worried about myself. It was all about me. And as soon as something didn't go my way or, you know, I would get all angry and I'll get back and revenge and all this kind of stuff. Now, I mean, I still deal with anger. Don't get me wrong. You guys felt that sometimes.
Not the last 20 minutes.
He's a teddy bear. Right. But no, it's not about me. You know, it's about, you know, I'm weak and I'm a sinner, so I'm going to do that. But it's not this crazy, out of control, revenge, that kind of thinking.
Yeah. Seems to me you can almost judge the type of anger it is by what it does to you. In the first case you gave, it motivated you to get better.
Right.
And in the second one, it ate you up inside.
Exactly.
And so we can kind of judge, is this something we want to feed or is it something we need to put down?
You know, sometimes we think life, we look at life as guys like it's a zero-sum game. There's winners and there's losers. I'm not going to lose. And anytime I find a situation where I feel like I'm being left out, forgotten, lost, embarrassed, having some kind of difficulty, stuff starts rising up inside, and I got to assert myself over against other people. And then in some ways, even in our media, we idolize guys who are violent, angry, they get back at people all the time. You see it all the time on television, and I think it's a false idea of manhood. And Jesus gives us that clear picture of what's possible for us, what we're really called to. We talked earlier about meekness. Jesus said, this is me. I'm meek, and I'm humble of heart. And God wants to produce that meekness in us, which is strength under control.
Yeah, it's meekness is not a soft attribute. Yeah. It's really manly.
Yeah, I'm not a wimp. I mean, right. Jesus was the strongest, most powerful together guy who ever walked the face of the earth. And he says this is part of genuine manhood.
Right.
So how do we get to the point where we can move from dealing with anger out of control in our lives to being in habit subdued and in control?
This is actually very exciting because I think the way that you do it is you stumble.
Right.
It's almost like the way you learn how to ride a bike. You fall off a few times. I know in my life, not too long ago, we had a close family friend, a young gal, who was assaulted by a guy. And it was a very violent attack. And there was a sense inside of me that just said, you know, give me a couple of my friends and some baseball bats and we'll solve this problem. This guy will never hurt anybody ever again. Yeah. And I really went to prayer. I knew it was wrong to feel that way, but I felt it very powerfully. I mean, it was a real fear. My wife was actually a little nervous, but I went to prayer over and over again. What I saw is God didn't want me to give up on that anger, but I needed to redirect it and realize the person who did this is actually a victim of a very corrupt culture, and I need to get busy trying to fix the problems in the culture that create animals like that.
Yeah.
And because it destroys multiple lives. His life has been destroyed. He'll spend many years in prison now. And her life was profoundly wounded. We got to get serious about pornography, about the violence in our culture, and say we're going to put an end to this. Men have to step up.
No, not only do they have to step up, they have to take in your life. You got to say, okay, how can I change it? How can I change? I have anger. And that's what you talked about a little bit. To admit that you have a problem
with
it.
That's where it starts.
That's where it starts. That I have a problem with it. Now, what can I do? What sets me off? You know, when someone embarrasses me, boom. Sometimes it's the most minuscule thing.
Right.
You blow your stack and you start thinking after you dealt with it a little while and had time to reflect on, say, wow, that was it. Way out of the box kind of reaction to a situation. You
and the next, the natural question is why?
Yeah, why?
What's going on inside me? A lot of times we don't know what's going on inside us. It just floods up and it explodes. Yeah. And it's a great question to take that journey. We don't like to do it. We want to press it down. We want to avoid it. I'm not going to look at it, but we have to take the journey and say, what's going on inside me?
And back in your life, it might have been something. Sometimes it's not right at the present moment. Yeah. It's something happened back here that it builds up and resentment and all this
kind
of stuff.
Here's why it's so important to be able to do it, because really the one we should get angry at is the devil. I mean, literally.
Right.
Why? Because to direct our anger at him. That's what Jesus did. That's what we need to do. Because what he does, he's like the devil and demons are like, they're like rats. They cling to garbage. They go after our wounds, and they cling to those wounds, and they help them fester in us, and they don't want us to face them so that we can get free and cleanse, which is what the Lord wants us to do.
This key word you said there is a wound. What happens, I think, in my life when I get angry is somebody has touched a part in me that makes me jerk. Almost the way there's if I had a wound and you reached over and grabbed it and I jerked up. There are wounds in my life from either self-inflicted or inflicted by others, and when somebody bumps one of those, I find myself moving from irritation to anger.
Guys often mask fear as anger. No one wants to admit you're afraid. Right. You know, guys say, I hate snakes. I'm scared of snakes.
Yeah, right.
But we don't want to look afraid, so we mask it as anger. We're tough. We're mad.
Don't you find out a lot of times we're mad or angry at ourselves?
Yeah, sure. You know, we just project it on other
people. Other people. We look because we see ourselves in other people a lot of times, the weak points that we might have in our life.
Yeah.
And the more we have to deal with it, I mean, it's not going to say, I'm going to stop being angry from now on. I got it licked. You know, 10 minutes later, boom,
There
you go again.
You know, in some ways, we ought to, one of the things we can see is we need to just take authority in the Lord over this part of our life. I was thinking of my own family life. I've told the story before, we've had alcoholism in our family. It was in Grandpa and my father dealt with it. And we just thought, well, this is our cross. We can't do much about it. It caused a lot of problems. And all of a sudden, one of my sisters, of all people, did something very manly in the sense she said, that's enough. We have authority in the Lord. We can overcome this. And you know who our enemy is? Our enemy is the devil. We've had it. We do not have to live as slaves. Every generation, the Herbecks, we're going to bring this thing to an end. Then you relied on the Lord. We started to pray. We started to pray as a family. We cried out to God. And the Lord ended up freeing my dad, healing my dad, and broke that cycle of bondage in our family. But somebody needed to stand up and say, that's enough.
You know, one of the things I think we've talked about it many times on this show is prayer, of course, and ask the Lord to step into our life, send the Holy Spirit to deal with this in our life. But I like the idea of coming together as we do as brothers a lot of times, talk in small groups where you have a chance, and brothers will tell you, Danny, you were way out of line on this. I remember one time I sent you an email and you sent something back. If you remember, you went, I'm surprised at your reaction to this.
Yeah.
And I got to thinking, you know, he's right. I hate to admit it, but he's right.
Yeah.
And that's what I think in small groups and other guys dealing with other guys, you can say, hey, man, you're out of line there.
It happened last night. We were talking last night. And we're a small group, and we're sitting around together. And all of a sudden you realize we are trying to be very committed to this spiritual life.
Right.
And yet we are one step away from stumbling all the time.
Right.
And we need one another to hold each other accountable, to challenge them on, say, hey, you can run a little harder, or if we fall, and hey, it's okay, come on, get up. You know, we're gonna stumble, and I think there's power in that.
Yeah.
Is that when Danny started sputtering?
No, I was surprised because you couldn't stop eating last night. How'd you get a word in edgewise?
I arrived a little early yesterday and nobody brought me any food.
Right.
I'm not angry.
He was angry.
But you know, you're right, though. Talking about the issues and together and say, this is a battle. It's going to be a battle out here. We're in a battle, guys. Mm-hmm. If you think we're not in a battle, we've talked about that since we've been together as on these shows and stuff like that. That we're going to face trouble. It's not going to be like an easy thing to overcome, whether it be angry, whatever it is in our life.
All right, Coach, we're going to move into the end zone. Each of these guys gets the last word on anger next here on Crossing the Goal. Great looking hat, Coach. We're in the end zone here on Crossing the Goal. We're talking about anger. So, man, let's recognize anger for what it is. It's neither good nor bad. It's a human emotion, but it's how we deal with it that counts. And for me, I've got to go to the Holy Spirit. One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is self-control. Peter?
Brothers, a very effective way to take ground against anger is to recognize, one, that it's rooted in pride. The best way to fight pride is humility. God wants to give us humility. One way to be humble is to go to those that we may have hurt, our wife, our children, or whoever, that our anger might have hurt in some way, and to acknowledge the wrong and ask for forgiveness.
Makes me want to go home and ask for forgiveness myself. I mean, it's something I have stumbled a lot on. And I struggle with this one a lot because I know that God wants me to be a man of action. He wants all of us to be men of action and to have passion in our life. And I love the fact that there's a passion burning inside of me, but I don't control it well. It goes back, Brian, to what you said. I need the gift of self-control, that fruit of the Holy Spirit that we really need to harness ourselves to. But this is something that can be achieved if we'll humble ourselves before the Lord and ask that God would change us on this. So please, guys, ask God for help here.
Guys, what Curtis was saying, you got to go to the Lord. I've done this a lot of times in my life for all the things I've done in my life. And I said, Lord, show me in my life where this anger is coming up and why is it coming up? Many times we'll find out it's the most minuscule little thing that tips us off. So, Lord, show me and He will reveal it to you.
All right, Coach, Curtis, Peter, thanks a lot. You can connect with these guys online at crossingthegoal.com. You can watch this episode or previous episodes and check out our Crossing the Goal conferences across the nation. That's crossingthegoal.com. Next time on Crossing the Goal, we'll address the A word, avarice, also known as greed. That's next time on Crossing the Goal. We'll see you then. We're kicking off our show on anger, and by now most of you have met the Crossing the Goal team. From renewal. Not bad.
Zero.
Renewal.
Okay. How do we look, Roger?
Given the raw material, about as good as we can expect.
I just completely forgot what I was going to say. Can we pick up where we left off, or we have to start over? Okay. Sorry. I completely lost my thought.
What's he said? Our action is, and I was like, I ain't got a clue. You left me at kicking the television set.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So where are we ending here?
Hat on. All right. Good looking hat, Coach. Good looking coat hat.
Good looking.
I had
coat.
Yeah,